The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Well, Bob, I believe so far you would be the winner of the Picks with Friends bet payoff. If the P1s had to any say on it.
Yeah, see, I didn't think I was getting weird enough.
Let me just see if this works. Texas!
Fight.
One more time with feeling.
Texas!
Fight. Then you say, OU sucks. Then we have fun. Yeah, let's do it! We did it! So whenever this was broached, I, in my head, thought someone needs to dress me head to toe in Longhorn gear.
Really?
Oh,
okay, good.
100%. Yeah, I was like, someone is going to do it. But I didn't say anything. And then that fateful evening when you said that the tailor of your outfits was coming up to bestow upon me what I'm going to wear one day. I didn't realize who it was or what it was, and then in walks Peyton Yeager, noted Longhorn and Fox 4 news correspondent.
That's right.
And I knew what I was getting into at that very point. So you, I don't know if I've seen this before. It's a onesie. It's an adult PJ onesie.
Yeah, it's like sleeper pajamas. There's no footies.
Yeah, so the vision in my head, just to let you know, was basically an inspiration of Hardline 2.0 or 3.0 when Mike used to discuss Longhorn superfan. And
right.
I forgot how he would even describe it. But of course, if for a while there, if anyone really, really liked something, for some reason, we all were tickled with the idea that they were so into a team that they wore a onesie about for that team.
Yeah,
you know, are you in your Packer onesie today?
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I credit Mike for the mental vision, which I have taken with me for the rest of my life, which is a Longhorn super fan is so into the Longhorns that he is unable to really fit the headgear into his vehicle when he drives, because the headgear is an actual Longhorn.
It's a steer.
Horns, yes. And so you're wearing it and you're trying to get inside your SUV and you have to roll down the passenger or the driver window so half your horns can go out there and you could then drive to the game or whatever. So those were the two things I had in my head. I come to find out, unfortunately, that I just don't think those really exist.
Right.
And I'm not positive if that's ever going to happen. And you know, I just thought I'd carry on from there.
Well,
the onesie apparently does exist. Apparently, there are grown-ups that wear onesies for their favorite team.
I guess so. Is this like what college girls wear?
I think that's gender neutral.
Yeah,
I think you're allowed to be cozy and comfy.
Okay, it's very comfy
in your own hooded onesie. But really, the mental picture that I take from it is just the idea that at some point today you're going to need to TT.
Are you wearing?
And the only way to do that is
panties that you can pee in.
Is to fully unzip to reach.
Yeah,
your plumbing.
You need to be standing at the urinal with the onesie down at your ankles,
like a little boy.
Yeah.
Or in the
with your hands on your hips.
In the or in the event of number two, boy, now we almost have to disrobe completely.
Yeah,
in the
then
stall.
You have to do the Donovan trick.
You just have shoes and socks on.
Yeah.
God.
By the way, speaking of going potty, we just missed the Charmin Bear just walked by with the Forever Roll.
Yeah, I saw him. There's a couple of mascots.
Perfect for me. I was like, where can I get a Forever Roll?
Yeah, you definitely need that.
So I do want to thank Megan Grigsby, who was able to send you some assorted Longhorn items, and of course Peyton Yeager, and of course, who's a bigger Longhorn than Jacob Dedemore?
Yes,
and Deddy was so committed to the bit that he actually made a Saturday run to my house to beat the airplane. And to make sure that all of our gear was in tow because the ice storm or the snowstorm or whatever we're calling it really made things difficult on many of us.
And now, did you do what you were gonna? You told us you were gonna do before you got there, which was buy another house,
send him to a fake address.
And then, therefore, he doesn't really know where you live.
No, but he arranged his visit, and I was unfortunately not
with
at
fake
home.
Fake family?
Yeah. Geez, who are these people?
This is Sally.
No, Daddy is welcome at the house anytime he wants, especially for Longhorn Sports, because, you know, I'm always watching it at the house.
I'm also a fan.
Yeah.
I actually commissioned them to keep the Longhorn Network alive.
You were.
Just for my house.
Yeah, you were their biggest champion for years and years.
Yes.
So, yeah, and I've got, you know, walking through the streets of San Francisco, I've had multiple Hook'em Horns
You had a
salutes.
Kid trying to buy your horns necklace off.
Yeah, what
of
was
you?
Up with that?
One kid, yeah, he wanted the Longhorn.
He's like, what do you want for your Longhorn chain?
Six grand.
And I'm like, bro, it's not for sale, but it's weird. What? Like, that kid had money?
I don't know.
The kid was like 10.
He was hanging out with a random adult dude.
I think he was, I think he wanted to trade you a little bit of. A little bit of this.
A little hooch?
A little, yeah. A little grass.
He was like a sixth grade drug dealer.
This is a little kid wearing a Golden State shirt. I don't think that he was up to no good.
Me and George were walking back this morning from the broadcast site, and we came to the agreement that this entire city smokes pot.
Oh, God.
Because when you walk out
so
the media
much
center,
secondhand smoke.
It's really, really a big deal here.
And I did. I went for a long walk today, and I walked across the Tenderloin the entire stretch and easily saw 75 unhoused people.
Yeah.
If not more.
It's sad, Dave.
It is sad.
They don't.
Is it?
They're not doing great here.
And I heard the invasion talking about this, and we'll talk about a little bit more about the efforts of the host committee.
The San Francisco tank job.
Yeah, but
they're trying to get the first pick.
But the fact that they just didn't even bother to corral, round up the homeless
like
population.
Like Detroit did. Detroit, yeah, you'll come here. You want to stay here for a couple nights? It'll be great. You'll love it.
I don't know why people put our city down. It's actually quite clean and beautiful.
Right. I love it. I love it so much.
No, it is. I'm stealing this from one of my friends who said this earlier this week, but he said, a little dystopian that we have this many homeless and this many driverless cars taking people to where they're going. It doesn't bode well for our future.
I did see a hilarious scene this morning as I was walking. There was, for some reason, outside of a hotel, there was a San Francisco Hook and Ladder fire truck with its hazards on parked out front. It wasn't an emergency or anything, but they had stopped there, and there was a line of about four Waymos behind it trying to figure out how to get around it, because it was a two-way street. And it was such gridlock. People were like, in real drivers were backing up and making U-turns. Like, I'm not waiting for these robots to figure this out.
No.
The robots are just, they're all have smoke coming out of their ears as they're trying to sort out this thing we call a fire.
What is this broadcast network over here with this fetching young gal?
NESN. Is that?
Oh, it's Nessin?
Yeah.
Well, that's Northeast. That's the Boston Sports Network, if that's what that is. But
today we're celebrating the Patriots and their Super Bowl here in San Francisco.
Leave her alone.
Drake May is going to have a great game.
I think an awesome game is he's going to have the best game.
I thought it was Azteca Deportes.
Oh, no, no, no.
I was profiling, wasn't I?
You really were, unfortunately. Like you do, as you will. But you know what? You can, because you're married to a Hispanic.
She's ironically wearing a...
Wait.
What?
You were trying to say the word sports, but then you aborted at a very inopportune time. And I just don't know if we want to go with that. How did that print back there in Dallas, everybody?
It was extremely close, but I think we're okay.
The look you gave me, though. What?
Yeah, you don't say that. We're on the air, Corby. Wow.
32-year broadcaster.
Was ushered out in a Longhorn onesie.
I made a comment earlier tonight.
What if that's your last day of work and that's what you went out with?
I know. It would have been pretty killer. It's typical Longhorns.
Yeah.